So it's Scott Simmons, and we're down at the doing a home inspection today. And the home inspector, Jeff Erickson, was just telling me this incredible story. So I'm going to get him to retell it. So what happened, Jeff? You were Jeff's got his head in a fridge now, just in case you're wondering.
Yeah. No, I was in a home, and I was going to do the attic. Went into the master bedroom closet where the attic hatch was, and there were a few things on the floor. The people were moving out of the house. House was in disarray. And went to move a couple of things, and the underneath was a ripstop nylon briefcase, and went to lift it, and I couldn't, and it was open, so I lifted the lid, and inside was gold and silver bullion, like stuff right from the U.S. Mint, all stamped and in a little vinyl envelope. So
just a whole bag full of gold.
Gold, yeah, gold and silver. And so I just put everything back, stuck my tarp over it, and
so what do you think? What do you think it weighed? About 80 pounds or 100 pounds?
Yeah, probably. I didn't even try to lift it. I couldn't lift it with one arm easily. So
that's one of those finds you want to find after, you know, on an abandoned house or something.
Yeah. But no, that's So that was just. But the oddest one I found, yeah.
That's pretty amazing to find gold and silver, though. I mean, yeah. they must have known it was there, though.
Oh, I presume so. I presume so, yeah.
You mentioned I found your gold stash.
I didn't see them, and I showed my client just so there was corroboration that, that it was there.
Right.
Yeah. And one of my colleagues in my organization, Cappy, he was in a crawl space and found a bag of cash along with drug paraphernalia.
Oh, really?
And he just left it. Got out of there as quick as he could. That was off in Vancouver or somewhere, yeah.
Thanks, Jeff. That was a good story. The bag of gold that everybody's looking for.